Well, well, well.
Well, well, well.
Surprise episode. I think probably the biggest surprise being here that we made an episode. But here we are, back and ready to mingle.
Little late.
2 months?
Yeah.
3 months. No, it's probably more like two. 5 months.
Two. We'll go with two because it's the small one.
Lock in two. Okay. We're going to get straight into it because it's a very short snippet episode today, but we've got some things we want to get through. I'm just gonna read you some stuff. The Order of Australia is arguably the most important and meaningful award system in Australia. Recognising Australians who have demonstrated outstanding service, exceptional achievement, and who have made a significant impact and contribution to their community. Nominations can be received by anyone. You can't nominate yourself. And then those nominations are considered by an independent council. Appointments are not made. This is a word I can't say. I don't know if you have these words in front of you as well, Liam, because I'm going to...
The P word?
The P word.
Posthumously?
Is that what that is?
Posthumously.
You could tell one of us has a paid for education and one of us does. I was like, posthumously?
Posthumously.
So either way, the appointments, you can't nominate someone who's died. However, a nomination will be considered if the person is alive when the nomination form is received. So awards for the Order of Australia are announced twice yearly, once on Australia Day and then once on the King's birthday long weekend. Today is the King's birthday long weekend.
Happy birthday.
And it was announced that Nicole is a recipient of the Medal of the Order of Australia. And yeah, we are kind of overwhelmed, I think is probably the...
It's a good word. So I think it's worthwhile saying that the Order of Australia is such a huge acknowledgement of Nicole's achievements and her contributions in the health sector, both to individual people, but also to larger organizations, and essentially everything that we talked about in our episode over 2 months ago. If you need a proper list, it's extensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a listen to Mum's app.
Yeah.
It's a long list. For me, I feel like living with, obviously we didn't live together, but being around Nicole so much when she was doing all this work, like you kind of lost track almost. Like this, like in my mind, broadens her impact, but also adds like this massive dose of hope that, you know, her legacy will continue sort of beyond where we're at now. And then the other thing that I think is really cool, which is kind of more personal to the family, I guess, but is her son, Josh, getting to see this and getting to know that his mama had such a monstrous impact on so many individual lives to the extent that she was quite literally recognized by the government. Like, that's just cool.
Mm. Yeah, it's something I've thought about as well, is that it's one thing for us to tell him over and over again how special she was, but to have, you know, the literal government of the country you live in come in and say, yeah, she was something pretty special.
She was pretty special. That's awesome. I have a question for you. How do you think Nicole would have felt about receiving this medal?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it wouldn't be out of character to say that she was a bit of a rebel. not necessarily that she was anti-system, but, you know, maybe she was a bit pro-change to said system.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Like in my mind, this is almost like system recognition, right? Which she would think is great. Please don't misinterpret that. But I think she would go straight to awesome. What are we doing?
Yeah. Now? What can you I know? Do with it?
Yeah. She. I don't think she ever did any of this sort of work. I know she didn't do this kind of work with the thought of how she might be recognized in mind. She might have wondered how she could leverage the attention so that, you know, her message could be heard by more people and then, you know, how she could make a bigger difference, because ultimately she was frustrated by a system that was not working for the patients that it was supposed to be working for. Take the opportunity to get a bit ranty. We are obviously immensely proud and humbly happy to leverage the attention to the extent that we are very, very proud to announce. I don't want to say it. You say it.
We formed a charity.
We formed a charity.
I say we. It was definitely a collective effort.
Is that the royal we? Is that what that is?
It's definitely the royal we. But I think that the royal we has to have Mumsy kind of as the spearhead.
Absolutely.
Because she has done so much to make it all happen.
If the formation of this charity was a train, she is not only the driver of the train, but she's also the one, like, in the control center, like, yeah, switching the, yeah, tracks.
She's the engine, and we're kind of, you know, we're hanging on, but we're definitely being dragged forward.
We're the passengers, but we're not in the, we're like in the economy. We're wondering where, like, do we have to get up to get drinks? Like, how does this whole thing work?
Where's the bar cart?
No, it's been a team effort. There's a handful of us working on this. I'm not sure the extent to which people on our board, because we have a board, want to be public, so I won't do that just yet. But as of today, we have a charity. You can visit our website. It is inpatientadvocacy.org. You can read all about what we plan on doing. Obviously, we're very young, one day old, I think is probably about right.
Yep. Big plans, though.
Big plans.
Huge.
But that's about all we got. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, I'm just, yeah, so proud and so excited to, yeah, continue the legacy.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better way to put it. I think the other thing I feel is like, geez, there's some big shoes to fill, you reckon?
Yeah, just, yeah.
I mean, granted, Nicole had big feet. She's, but, like, I don't mean, like, I mean metaphorically. She just did so much, and she always knew exactly what to say, and she just blew me away with the way her brain worked when unpacking this stuff. So we're doing our best to channel what Nicole would have wanted and what Nicole would have done had she a charity. Watch this space.
Yeah, I think the things to say really has hit home for me in, you know, trying to help put all this together. And I think if you do go to the website, please do, you'll notice that it's absolutely covered in Nicole quotes, because she really had the best words. She always knew exactly how to put into words what we all are trying to say.
Hear, hear. Well, we should say, now that we have time, well, do we? I don't know that we do, but we'll find it. Because we have a charity now, we'll do a podcast.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
And we're sorry that it's been 2 months.
We're sorry. To be fair, I mean, I'm a bit sorry. I think Liam's more sorry than I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I am. But also, we made a charity.
Yeah.
So
we've been busy. We've had stuff. We've had stuff on.
It's legit. It's legitimate. I think we've got a. This isn't like we were going to do a podcast, but then my dog ate it.
Yes. Yeah, it's not like if you were to hand in your homework saying, oh, I didn't finish it because I was making a charity, is a pretty good excuse for your English teacher.
If your teacher said not good enough, find a new teacher. That's where I'm at. Charity. It's happening.